What's up, everyone? This is another episode of For the People in the Back podcast. I'm your host, the Phoenix Diva, or you could call me Diva. And this is a podcast for the people that can never afford the first row, but always standing section in the back. You are appreciated. I hope you guys had a wonderful couple of weeks. I missed last week because there is something in the air, some kind of pollen or some bullshit that has really been fucking with me hardcore. I take allergy medicine, I take decongestion medicine, and here we are, I still sound like shit. So, there's that. So, especially since the trip that I went on for my birthday, I did realize when I was in San Antonio, I didn't really have, like, that much of allergies or congestion. I didn't even see really any mosquitoes over there, so... Yeah, like, that is probably going to be a goal of mine to, you know, move to San Antonio in the next couple of years, because what I'm doing here with this congestion bullshit is just not working for me. I do not want to live this way. It is not for me. So, in the next couple of years or so, that's just going to be a new goal of mine to get the fuck out of this area, period. So, let's get on to the podcast. So, I don't know if you guys been seeing these things that's been popping around the timeline. Well, Twitter timeline, all these other timelines, whatever, Facebook, whatever you look through, Instagram. But there's a lot of stuff going on. And so, I could have selected a lot of things, right? Nicki Minaj and the Cardi B thing, what's happening in TwitchCon. Just a whole bunch of bullshit, right? But we're talking about me here, okay, hunties? Okay, hunties? And I saw something that was very, very interesting. And they were saying that Angelina is being called the new Amber Heard.
Now, what am I getting?
And you could have did it.
See, so
I get it wrong?
Because you never apologize.
And when I saw this, I was shook to the fucking house. I was like, now, wait a minute now. Wait a motherfucking minute. Why are we even comparing Amber Heard and Angelina Jolie? Right? Like, that's just weird. Angelina Jolie can cry on cue, okay? There's a lot of things that Angelina Jolie can do. So comparing her to Amber Heard is an insult from the top down. Okay? So I did a little research. To figure out why is Angelina being like thrown into this Amber Heard shit? And it's because Angelina and Brad Pitt are still going through their divorce shit. And Angelina recently brought up again about what happened in 2016 with Brad Pitt in the private plane. Yes, now I've heard this private plane story in 2016, and I remember when it happened. I remember when it was reported because, you know, bitch, I've been nosy all my life. Right? I've always been nosy. I always love celebrity gossip. It's always been my thing, bitch. It's always been my thing. So it's not like I decided to get into celebrity gossip and celebrity bullshit because I wanted to be a content creator. No, I always was into this shit. I always been into this shit. If you listen to my earlier podcast, I did like a whole segment about Princess Diana because I've been stanning her for 20 plus years. Like, I'm in a devoted Diana stan. Like, the people's princess stand. Like, 20 plus years. Like, I've been that bitch. Okay? I've been consistent for 20 plus years. So, regarding celebrity news, like, that's just basically been my life. So, I remember this 2016 allegation. I remember this. I remember when it happened. And I remember when this 2016 thing went down, then Angelina signed the divorce, like, filed for divorce right afterwards. Yeah, so I remember all this. So, we are going to read this article that came out in the New York Times that is going to discuss with additional details of what happened with this plane ride that went down in 2016, private plane ride that went down in 2016, and what she's saying, what happened per the New York Times, right? also, for the people that are being like, oh, you're going to be super biased because Angelina Jolie is a woman, or you're going to be super biased because you think Brad Pitt's hot. Both are true. I love Angelina Jolie. I think she is a bad bitch. I think she served in Maleficent. She's one of my favorite actresses. I loved her in Gia. I love Angelina Jolie. I love that she's a humanitarian. I love that she adopted those kids. I love that she adopted that Ethiopian princess, Zahara, and she never has Zahara looking crazy in the streets. Zahara's hair was always tamed. Angelina understood the assignment regarding how to make sure that her kids were looking correct. Okay, so let's make some noise for Angelina Jolie. Now, Brad Pitt. I love Brad Pitt in his movies. I loved him in Fury. That's one of my favorite movies that he's done that I love. I also loved him in Troy. There are several movies of Brad Pitt that I love, and he's absolutely fucking attractive. And I think he's a nice guy, even though he just had to settle a lawsuit. He was building homes for the people that lost their homes during Hurricane Katrina. In one of Brad Pitt's goals was, or something he always wanted to do, and I learned this from watching a Wendy Williams show, was if Brad Pitt wasn't an actor, he wanted to be an architect, and that was always his gig. So it's not like he was a celebrity that didn't know anything about being an architect or anything, but that was his gig. He wanted to be an architect. So I believe that he is from Louisiana, and when the Hurricane Katrina thing went down, he really tried to do his best to help with the situation. He built a bunch of homes down there, and the homes were built like shit. And these homes did not last at all. They were falling apart and things like that. And these people still had these insane loans for homes they couldn't live in anymore. And so there was a whole lawsuit with that, and it was actually taken care of fairly recently. So with that being said, I do understand that these people aren't perfect, but I don't feel like I'm more biased. I don't feel like I side more with one person than the other. I think that, and it's up to y'all if you trust me or not, I think I'll be able to discuss this situation without being biased, because I like them both. What do you want me to do? I like them both. I like them both. I'm sorry. Angelina Jolie said unique when she was serving Maleficent. Okay. Shout out to Alias Superstar. Unique. Yes. Yes. That's what she did. That's what you are. Category. Bad. Bitch. Yes, Angelina. That was you.
Period. Dot.
You served that. Period. Poo. Now let's get to the article. Angelina Jolie. So this is the first article we're going to read from the New York Times. Angelina Jolie details abuse allegations against Brad Pitt in countersuit. Okay? So this article came out on October 4th. Via New York Times. So let's read.
Reading Rainbow.
Yes. Angelina Jolie filed a cross complaint against her ex-husband, Brad Pitt, on Tuesday, disclosing new details about what she described in court papers as abusive behavior by him on a private plane in 2016 that led to the dissolution of their marriage. In a court filing in Los Angeles, filed as part of a legal battle over a winery the prominent Hollywood actors once owned together, lawyers for Ms. Jolie say that negotiations to sell her share of the business to Mr. Pitt had broken down over his demand that she signs a non-disclosure agreement that would have contractually prohibited her from speaking outside of the court about Pitt's physical and emotional abuse of her and the children. Okay. Her filings goes on to describe an extended physical and verbal outburst in September 2016 as Mr. Pitt and Ms. Jolie and her six children flew from France to California. Pitt choked one of the children and struck another in the face and grabbed Jolie by the head and shook her. The filing states, adding that at one point he poured beer on Jolie, at another he poured beer and red wine on the children. Federal authorities who have jurisdiction over flights investigated the incident but declined to bring criminal charges. Days after the plane trip, Ms. Jolie filed for divorce. Now, like I read in the beginning, so basically why this is being brought up and everything like this is because, unfortunately, unfortunately, what happens when you get in relationships with people, you get into business together. And unfortunately, when you want to be done with the person and walk away, be like, you know what, I don't want to be in this relationship. Unfortunately, you have to figure out a way to remove yourself from companies or businesses you once owned, sell properties, sell real estate. Like, so you basically have to dissolve everything pretty much. It's very, very rare that people continue to work together, like if they're spouses over a business after they get a divorce. It's very, very rare. But yeah, you have to dissolve a lot of shit. So they own a winery in France. So I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe this is the one thing that is holding this whole thing up with this divorce. She filed back in 2016, it's 2022, and I believe it's because of this fucking winery. That's what I believe, it's about this winery. So right here, what we read was, is that she wants to sell. She wants to sell, she wants to move on, sell the fucking shit. She wants to sell the winery. But Brad Pitt's like, you could sell it to me, but you need to sign an NDA. She doesn't want to sign the NDA. And this is why we're here. She doesn't want to sign an NDA. Even now, sign the NDA, she could walk away from this. And because she refuses to, here we are. I see both sides. I see both sides to this, and I'll tell you why I see both sides. I feel that Brad, you see what I tell you, I'm going to be as neutral as I can because I like them both. I feel that Brad just wants to move on and have it so that no one talks bad about the other. Okay? Publicly. I personally don't see anything wrong with that. I personally don't. That's just me. If criminal charges, if investigation, if shit needs to happen, if there was a crime that did happen, then Angelina Jolie needs to go through the legal routes to get that done. Okay? If a crime was committed, she needs to go through the legal routes and handle it that way. Okay? Handle it that way. And if you want to get your story out, you know what you bastards do all the time. You leak shit. You leak shit all the time. Your publicist tells somebody else, it's somebody else, it's somebody else. You go to some blogger or somebody from one of these newspaper sites and you give them tea and then they repeat it and they say, per a close source, when it was actually Angelina Jolie that was the one that told y'all, but it goes through like 6 or 7 people, and that's how you get the tea. So that's what she could do, right? She could just do that. She could be like, okay, I'll sign the NDA, but I will spill tea this way. And then if criminal charges needs to be filed, I will do it the legal way. So again, I understand the NDA side. But I understand her side too, because she's on that bad bitch shit and she was like, nobody's gonna silence me for shit, motherfucker. I will hold these motherfucking shares of winery till the day I die. Unique. A divorce lawyer from Mr. Pitt and Kylie said that Mr. Pitt had accepted responsibility for some things in the past, but that he would not accept responsibility for things he did not do. Girl, what did you accept? I want that tea. Miss Kylie also said that during divorce settlement negotiations this year, which were separate from the negotiations over the winery, a lawyer for Ms. Jolie had sent Mr. Pitt's lawyers a proposal to try to settle the case. And that one of the preliminary proposals had then a stipulation that neither party could make a could make a derogatory comment about the other in public, except in court. Ms. Kiley said Mr. Pitt's side agreed to discuss the term, but when Jolie's side responded, she did not bring up the non-disparagement proposal again. Okay? So, here we go. Goes back to my point that it's basically for everybody to be quiet unless it's court shit. I agree with that. But Jolie, Angelina Jolie, she ain't that girl. She ain't that girl. Unique! The decoupling of Miss Jolie. I gotta stop with this Unique. I'm sorry, I have to stop listening to Beyonce's new album. She has my soul. I'm sorry, like, the album is nothing but bangers. And, like, if you listen to the Renaissance album, you understand why I keep on saying Unique. I have a problem. The decoupling of Miss Jolie and Mr. Pitt has stretched on for years, drawn out by a court battle for custody of their children and more recently a lawsuit instigated by Mr. Pitt over the French winery, Chateau, not pronouncing that, and that the couple bought more than a decade ago. Mr. Pitt's lawsuit filed this year accused his ex-wife of violating his contractual rights when she sold her half of the company to a subsidiary of Stoli Group without his approval. Okay, here we... Okay. Y'all are so toxic. Aunt Jolie, you shouldn't have sold that company. Girl, you should not have sold your shares like that. You should have just see if Brad wanted it. Like, girl, you cannot be that petty. Come on, that's why we're still talking about this for 6 years. You know you were wrong for that. You're wrong for that, Jolie. You're wrong, petty. Ms. Jolie's cross complaint says she only sold her stake elsewhere after talks broke down over his demand for a non-disclosure agreement. Her filing states that the FBI agent who investigated allegations that Mr. Pitt physically assaulted Ms. Jolie and their children on the plane in 2016 had concluded that the government had probable cause to charge Pitt with a federal crime for his conduct that day. A redacted FBI report on the case, which was reported on by several news outlets in August and later obtained by the New York Times, states that the agent provided the United States Attorney's Office copies of probable cause statement related to this incident. After reviewing the document, representative of the United States Attorney's Office discussed the merits of this investigation with the case agent. It was agreed by all parties that criminal charges in this case would not be pursued due to several factors. You know what? You Hollywood people are next level. Y'all really are next level. You guys always play dirty. Y'all always did some weird shit when it came to politics. Y'all always did weird shit. Always. So now, it's really, let's just say, we're speculating. Let's just say there was something that was done. Okay? And Brad Pitt knew somebody. This is back in 2016, you guys. I don't even think Weinstein was... I don't think the Me Too movement happened in 2016. I don't think that happened. I think it happened later on, but I could be wrong. But I think it was before the Weinstein Me Too movement, if I'm right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know this for a fact that this happened... before Trump came into office. Yeah, I think this happened before Trump became to office. And I want to say this was before the Me Too movement. If I'm wrong, I apologize. But I don't think it was. Or it wasn't what it is now. Now, oh, hell no. You know, I can't remember exact year when Weinstein got put the fuck down. But if it was before that, Yeah, I could see phone calls being made. If it was before that. Should I pause to see when the... Let's pause and... Let's pause real quick, everyone. And we are back. Per Wikipedia, Harvey got shut the fuck down in October 2017. Okay, so this was before the Me Too movement. Not saying that's what happened. I'm just saying that this was before the Me Too movement. So phone calls could have been made. It could have been made. I'm not saying it was made. I'm just speculating. I'm not accusing anybody for making phone calls. I'm just saying I could see it happen. Okay. The FBI report described Ms. Jolie as conflicted on whether or not to be supportive of charges related to the case. Representatives from the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles declined to comment. She has gone to great lengths to try to shield their children from reliving the pain Pitt inflicted on the family that day, Ms. Jolie's lawyers wrote in the cross complaint. But when Pitt filed this lawsuit seeking to reassert control over Jolie's financial life and compel her to rejoin her ex-husband as a frozen out business partner, Pitt forced Jolie to publicly defend herself on these issues for the first time. According to Jolie's account of the 2016 flight in the court papers, the dispute began when Mr. Pitt accused Ms. Jolie of being too deferential to their children and then began yelling at her in the bathroom. Pitt grabbed Jolie by the head and shook her, and then grabbed her shoulders and shook her again before pushing her into the bathroom wall. The filing states, Pitt then punched the ceiling of the plane numerous times, prompting Jolie to leave the bathroom. When one of the children came to Ms. Jolie's defense, the court paper said Mr. Pitt lunged at the child, prompting her to grab him from behind. Amid the altercation, Mr. Pitt choked one of the children and struck another in the face, the suit said. The 2016 flight has been the subject of news media reports since shortly after it occurred. In November of that year, the FBI released a statement saying that it had closed its investigation to the flight and that no charges have been filed. Puck News reported this August that Ms. Jolie has been seeking information about the FBI's case as an anonymous plaintiff in a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, which the publication including details of the report. It is unclear whether the heavily redacted FBI report included allegations that Mr. Pitt had choked or struck any of the children. Ms. Jolie and Mr. Pitt met each other on the set of Mr. and Mr. Smith, a 2005 action movie in which they played married assassins. In 2008, they purchased a controlling interest in that winery, viewing it as both a family home and a business. Several years later, the couple was married on the property. They have six children between 14 and 21. I'm paraphrasing. By the way, everything I'm reading is in the Google Sheets, which is in the description in the podcast and on the YouTube channel. I have the receipts in there. So if you want to see what I'm reading or where I'm getting my information from, click the link. The French winery known for its rosé is at the center of a legal dispute between the couple. In February, Mr. Pitt sued Ms. Jolie and her former company, alleging that she violated his contractual expectations when she sold her interest in the wine company to somebody else. According to this lawsuit, the former couple had understood that neither party would sell its share of a winery without the consent of the other. Jolie pursued and then consummated the purported sale in secret, purposely keeping Pitt in the dark, knowingly violating Pitt's contractual rights. Last month, Ms. Jolie's former company, which is now owned by this other group, countersued Mr. Pitt, rebutting his versions of events and his claim that the sale constituted a hostile takeover. In Ms. Jolie's own countersuit filed in Los Angeles Superior Court on Tuesday, she said that she opted to sell her shares of the wine business in part because she was growing uncomfortable with participating in an alcohol-related business. I'm sorry. Considering Mr. Pitt's acknowledged problem of alcohol abuse, I can't do it. Jolie, that was shady. Whoever wrote that, that was a read. Like, she didn't want to be part of alcohol. Girl, bye. Y'all know what you did there. Girl, bye. Girl, bye. Get the fuck out of here. You wrong for that. Mr. Pitt told the Times of 2019 that after Ms. Jolie filed the divorce, he spent time in AA and was committed to sobriety. Ooh, there's the tea! There's the tea! He has an alcohol... He admitted it. He has an alcohol problem. Here's the tea. Here's the tea. There we go. There we go. Her filing said there was no written or verbal understanding like the one Mr. Pitt described, claiming that Mr. Pitt had, in fact, rejected the idea that there needed to be a plan in case the relationship ended. In their lawsuit, Mr. Pitt and Ms. Jolie shared divergent accounts of how negotiations around him buying her portion of the wine company fell apart. Mr. Pitt's lawsuit asserted that Ms. Jolie pulled out of the tentative deal last year after a judge overseeing the custody dispute issued a ruling against her, prompting her to turn to the other person, to the Stoli group. Ms. Jolie's countersuit claimed, however, that Mr. Pitt had been the one to pull out of the deal after she declined to agree to his non-disparagement clause, forcing her to turn to another buyer. So there was that. Now, like I promised y'all, we're going to talk about this goddamn 2016 incident. I have the receipt for that, too. Okay. Now, this is from the website The Cut. This was actually written in September 23rd, 2016. Okay. Now, according to this, okay, the child that was involved in the incident was no other than Maddox. Now, for people that don't know Maddox, Maddox was the first child that Angelina Jolie adopted. After she adopted Maddox, she adopted Pax, then she adopted Sahara. Okay? Brad Pitt adopted all three. I believe they were together when she adopted the last one, which was Pax, okay? Maddox and Sahara, she already adopted when she got with, around the time she got with Brad. Which we'll never know the truth behind that, because apparently no funny business happened between them and Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Now, I think you both are great actors, but never in my life have I ever seen neither of you act that well regarding sexual tension. I swear to God, Mr. and Mrs. Smith looks like a goddamn close to softcore porn. Like, y'all were doing the most. Like, it got to the point that I think y'all are great actors, right? Actors, actress. But girl, neither of y'all can act that well. I can find any other movie that y'all been in where you guys have to do in a love scene or kissing or anything like that. And neither of y'all have done some shit like that ever again since Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Okay? That was some real, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, that was some tea. That was some tea. You know what? If y'all say that y'all didn't get together till, you know, Brad ended his marriage with Jennifer Aniston, that's fine. That's your story. I don't care. It's your truth, not my truth. Because at the end of the day, you guys are still fighting over this whole situation since 2016, right? And that's why I'm like, y'all need to be careful how you get into relationships, because, bitch, the karma that will come for you. Okay? Let's talk about it. Okay. So, according to this article, they were saying that the child that was involved with Maddox. So we're just going to skim through this. Here's what's alleged. Shortly after the plane took off, Brad and Angelina began arguing, and Maddox jumped up to verbally defend his mom. We're told Brad then lunged at the boy. Angelina jumped in between them to block her husband. Brad connected in some fashion with his son. This was reported back in 2016. It was Maddox, allegedly. Here we go. Here's some more of confirmation tea. People, which has presented Pitt's side of the divorce story throughout the week, reports that Pitt did not hit Maddox during the incident. A source close to Pitt provided People with the following account. Pitt was drunk, and there was an argument between him and Angelina. Okay, so stories are matching. There was a parent-child argument which was not handled the right way and escalated more than it should have. The stories are matching. The source says Pitt did not hurt his son. He is empathetic that it did not reach that level of physical abuse, that no one was physically harmed. He did not hit his child in the face in any way. He did not do that. He is empathetic about that. He put his hands on him, yes, because the confrontation was spiraling out of control. The stories are matching. They're matching, girls. Girls and boys, whoever's listening, the stories are matching. And don't come for me. I have the receipts in the Google Drive, okay? It's in the description. Go. Click this article, your own goddamn self, if you don't believe me. Unique! A source close to Pitt says any accusations beyond that are a combination of exaggerations and lies. They have taken the overall smallest kernel of truth that the fight got out of hand and reached a regrettable peak, and that as a result, DCFS is looking into it, and they are manipulating it to best suit their attempts to gain custody. Lainey Liu of Lainey Gossip points out that at some point last night, People magazine removed the following sentence from the report. The Pitt source adds that the star was not blackout drunk and that he absolutely remembers that evening and has been interviewed at length to that effect. So apparently he was blacked out drunk. The stories are matching. Girl! Brad, what the fuck, man? Shit. TMZ notes that Pitt's sources and Jolie's sources do not agree on whether or not Pitt was drunk during the incident, so that point remains unclear. Girl, you were drunk. That's how I feel. I think you were drunk as fuck. TMZ reported yesterday that sometimes after the incident, the plane landed in Minnesota to refuel, and that's when eyewitnesses say Brad was out of control on the tarmac and even tried to leave in a fuel truck. Pitt has yet to release an official statement. U.S. Weekly reports that on the video of the incident, Pitt can be seen looking drunk. By the way, they're saying there's video. I forgot to mention that part. It's like I've missed that part. U.S. Weekly is reporting that at least part of the alleged fight was caught on film. I think that's what he's trying to hide. I think that's what the NDA is for, to be honest with you. I think that Jolie has the video. I think she has it. That's what I think. And he doesn't want the video out. Why would he want the video out? Let's just say this is true. Let's just say 6 years ago he was this person. He has been to AA. What if he's not this person anymore? Let's just say he did do this. What if he's not that person anymore? Are we allowed to let people change and grow? First off, he has to forgive himself, which he probably hasn't. In this article from TMZ, he says Angelina has poisoned kids against him and she's on a hate campaign. In this article, I think it was in this one, another one that I read, they're saying that they have three sons, Pax, Maddox, and Knox. So the boys are fucking with him, but the girls are more sympathetic. Sahara, Vivian, and Shiloh. They're more sympathetic, but the boys aren't fucking with him. Okay? At this point, I do think they still have 50-50. So he does see his kids. But here's the thing. Here's the tea. So if you scroll down, I put a picture of Brad Pitt. This is like right after they filed. I cannot find the original article. I remember when this shit happened. It was like right after this shit happened. And it was Shiloh. And I have the picture on the slides. It's Shiloh, Jennifer Aniston, and Brad Pitt. And I think they were in France or some shit. And then there were stories going out saying that I want you to be my mom to Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston. And there are stories out there, allegedly, that Shiloh goes around calling Jennifer Aniston her second mom. They're also saying that once upon a time, Shiloh wanted to be called Jack. Last year, we saw Shiloh wearing a dress and going by Shiloh. What they're saying is that's because of Jennifer Aniston. And Jennifer Aniston is apparently good for Shiloh. I don't know what that means. I'm just telling you what they're saying. I have that article in the description too about Shiloh and Jennifer. You know what? As a woman, I would have been pissed as fuck if I saw Jennifer Aniston with my daughter. Let me tell you, I'd be mad as shit. And no, I did not misgender Shiloh. Shiloh goes by a female. Stop it. Mind your business. So there's that. Also, okay. A lot of people, again, allegation. Apparently, back in the day, I have the article in the description. Weinstein assaulted Angelina Jolie. Later on down the road, there was a project they were working on with a movie, and it involved with the Weinstein Company. And Angelina told Brad, I don't want to work with him. Brad basically disagreed with her and basically was like, no, we're going to work with him. And so when Brad Pitt came out and was like, oh, I'm so disgusted and shit about Weinstein, Angelina is basically going out here saying Brad knew the tea. Mm-hmm. I have that link in the description, too. I have that article in there, too. So what do I think? Do I think Angelina is a new Amber Heard? No. No. This is why. Amber Heard wrote an article and did not say that it was Johnny Depp, but did everything to let us know it was Johnny Depp. Amber Heard has been testified that Amber Heard was calling TMZ to show up at certain places and take pictures of her filing for divorce and shit like that. Angelina Jolie, up until this point, has not been calling TMZ up and giving TMZ shit or anything. Not at all, okay? In my personal opinion, I feel like what we are witnessing is just a nasty child custody case. And two people that have a lot of money on the line regarding this winery business, and they're duking it out for blood. This seems like child custody and fighting for shit that they cannot lose. This is not poor people shit. This is not saying like, oh, you're taking half my 401k, which you're just transferring few thousand dollars. We're talking about selling a home that's worth like $500,000 or maybe less. We're talking about a winery that's in France that is known for their rosé that they've had together for over 10 years. We're talking about real shit here. We're talking about real shit, and we're talking about 6 kids. This is some real shit. This is money issues, right? And it just got ugly because we're talking about zeros that some of us might never, ever see in life. Okay, we're talking about millions and millions of dollars on the table. We're talking about life-changing money. Angelina is in her 40s. Brad Pitt is turning 60 soon. He does not have the time left on this earth to recoup that shit back. No. Also, it just sucks. This situation just sucks all around. And I just hope we get to a resolution soon. But what I do know is that there's a lot of pain here. There's a lot of pain here. Now, some people be like, well, Diva, what do you think about the Weinstein thing? I'm going to keep it real with you. There's really people out there that don't give a fuck. They only care about money. They don't give a shit. And you hear about it all the time. Like, you'll hear about one spouse telling someone else, hey, I don't like so-and-so. They make me feel uncomfortable. And you still have to be around them. It's not even just with Weinstein. Like with people that are friends with people, things like that. Like I've experienced myself. Like, no, I haven't had a situation where someone, like, assaulted me. But I've been in situations where people were racially aggressive towards me. And I voiced out saying, like, hey, I don't want to be around this person. This person has been racially aggressive towards me, has said very, very racist remarks to me, very misogynistic remarks towards me, and you're not defending me, and you're allowing this to happen to me, and I've been told tough. I personally have been told tough. Personally have been told tough. Personally. Now, has this person apologized to me left and right for this? Yes, but I'm just saying, this type of bullshit happens. It's called a shitty relationship. It's shitty. That's what I see here. A shitty relationship. The man said he had an alcohol problem. The man said he went to AA after this incident. And that was his, and to me, it felt like that was his wake-up call. So I feel like Angelina is talking about past things that have happened, which I'm not saying you can't be accountable for your past, but what I'm saying is if Brad was behaving this way now 6 years later and hasn't grown from the situation, then yes, I could see, you know, me having a problem with this, but like, what do you want me to do? You want me to like keep on like not wanting people to grow? Like, the fuck? And also, you know, you can pick and choose who you want to forgive and pick and choose who you still want to support. But right at this point, Brad Pitt hasn't done some Tiffany Haddish shit, so he's okay in my book. And then also with Angelina Jolie, calling her Amber Heard is exaggeration and sexist. Get the fuck out of here. This is not an Amber Heard situation. Absolutely not. And also, like I said, there is footage out there. It's just that someone doesn't want to get sued. And I feel she has the footage, which is why I feel Brad Pitt is trying to make her do that NDA. That's what I feel. Okay? That's how I feel. But that's the end of our podcast. That's the end of the show. I hope you guys enjoyed the tea, sipped it up, had a good time. And remember to like and subscribe if you haven't already. And I'll see you guys next week. Peace.